Hi, you've reached Game Lord Contracting. We are not here to answer your call right now. Please leave a message. Also, if you need to contact Jeff, please call his cell phone number at 518-929-0647. Thank you.
Hey, Jeff. This is Steve from the Bank of Cardiff. Sorry, I missed you. I was actually just trying to follow up here with you, touch base. You know, we spoke a little bit last
year. Hello?
Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
Good. This is Steve from the Bank of Cardiff.
Yes. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I don't know if you remember me, but we spoke a little bit last year and a little bit this year about, you know, some equipment or some capital, and you told me just to give you a call back in the fourth quarter, so...
Okay. I'm sorry. I was outside. I didn't hear the phone even ring. I just kind of heard you talking.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, I am actually working on a couple things right now. I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
Okay.
So...
What are you looking to work on here?
Well, I'm looking to update a few pieces of equipment.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We got a project going on, and... I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do totally yet, depending on this project we're working on, how much I can use or how much I can update, you know.
Sure, yeah, okay.
I'm not sure how you guys work or what your, I mean, depends on my credit, you know, I know that, what interest is and all that, or how you work it.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's pretty much, you know, we specialize in equipment financing. That's what, like, our bread and butter, you know.
Yeah.
Like we spoke earlier. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, it's, you know, what do you rate your credit at? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I should have real good credit.
Okay.
Well, if you don't owe much money, you know, and I've paid everything. I've been in business 30 years, and I've never lost a loan or never not paid one back, and I pay everything on time pretty much.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. That's the best way to do business.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you would... probably be qualified for the best program that we have. So, I mean, if, you know, lower mid-single digits for equipment financing, longer terms. So that's the nice thing about that. And that's the way it works. And what kind of pieces of equipment are you looking to upgrade here?
Well, I have an excavation business, and I'm looking to update a used excavator.
Mm-hmm.
And some attachments for skid steers.
Okay.
I got a few different things I want to pick up for the skid steers that I can use, and I might want to update one of my excavators that's getting a little old and tired.
Yeah.
And I don't think I want a brand new one. I'm looking for something a couple years old, you know.
Yeah, of course. Okay, like a used one.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to keep the old one?
I'll probably sell it.
Okay.
I probably won't trade it. I don't think I'll trade it, depending on what they want to do or who I buy from, but I might just sell it outright. I got a good location here to sell stuff with, and I might just do that.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I was just, you know, the only reason I asked that was just because, you know, if you kept it, I mean, would that help out? You know,
well, I have three now.
Oh, you have three, okay.
Yeah, I have three excavators. They're all paid for, and I don't want a fourth one. I really just want to update the middle-sized one. I got a brand-new little one, and the medium one is the one that's a little tired. The big one's okay yet.
Oh, okay. How much do the used excavators run about?
Well, the size I'm looking at, I'm probably going to be in the area of 60 grand.
Okay.
You know, someplace in that area. I don't know exactly.
Okay, I gotcha. And since you have three already, do you have a normal vendor that you go through?
No. You know, the two of them that I bought were brand new, so I went right through Kubota and Volvo with them.
Mm-hmm.
The Kobelco I bought used, I went through a bank with that at the time. I can't even remember who that was. The dealer set it up with me. And they're all paid for, and,
okay.
You know, I buy from, you know, if you're buying new stuff, you know, you almost have to go with the outfit you're buying from, because say finance them for 0 to 2%.
Yeah. 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 No. You know, so. Yeah. Yeah. Of course. I totally agree. And why not? I mean, that's a smart thing to do. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, you almost have to, but, sure. We use the, you're looking 6-8%. I've looked around a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Let me see here. What else was I going to ask? Okay. Did you have a certain deadline? Do you want to get this, as soon as possible, or?
Well, I have no real deadline. I just started this job about 2 weeks ago. I think it's going to take me through the winter. It's a good-sized job. And,
nice. What kind of job is it?
It's land clearing and removal of some houses and barns and that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Demolition work.
Demolition stuff.
Yeah.
That's the fun stuff.
Yeah, we do that. And so I'm working on that and making sure I got that locked up before I do anything, we're on the job already, but I just want to make sure with the guy that we're going to be the one doing all the work and not losing half the job halfway through or that kind of stuff,
Right.
I don't want to buy equipment and then find out I don't have this work.
Sure, yeah. Do you guys have to, sign a contract or something, or?
Well, I don't think there's going to be a contract. I've been recommended to him by another big guy that I work for, and so far he hasn't even got other prices. He's just got me working here.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to make sure he's going to have the work he's talking about, because
sure.
He's talking about a lot of work. And,
yeah.
I just want to make sure I got it wrapped up.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's...
Well, that's going to be, he's not close. He doesn't live right here, so he bought 700 acres.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. Three farms. He's got all kinds of buildings and barns and houses, and he's cleaning up. So we just got started there. So
cool. And that's going to take you through the winter?
It'll take me probably a year or two.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a lot of work.
Okay. And what are you guys doing? Just clearing it all out, like making it flat? Or are they planning on putting new
things
in there?
Well, we're cleaning
or?
Hedgerows out between fields. We're cutting trees, taking out stumps, and then we're going to take some houses down, some barns down, build new, put new foundations in, that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Can you email me some stuff? I got another call coming in right now I got to take.
Yeah, let me, what's a good email for you real fast?
Hold on for a second.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric. Hold on for a second. I got somebody on the other line. Hold on.
Are you there?
Yeah.
It's Gaylord Contracting, 12534, @gmail.com.
At Gmail. 12534.
Yes, that's just my zip code.
Okay.
All righty?
All right, and I'll
send me your info, and I'll be in touch with you.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, Jeff.